For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill as we take some time this week and recap the most recent Minnesota State FFA convention. As we travel to Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted, Elizabeth Krinke joining us. Elizabeth, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're doing just fine. Elizabeth, first of all, introduce yourself a bit, your background. How long have you been involved in the FFA over at your school?
This is actually only my second year as an FFA member, even though I'm a senior, but I'm actively involved in multiple different CDEs and LDEs here at HOWW.
So what got you involved? Were you curious or what?
Got me involved in FFA. I've kind of always been really tied to agriculture. I live on a dairy farm, and I really just wanted another way to channel my passions, and joining FFA was just a really great opportunity for me.
Well, in the chapter over there, you guys are busier than a bee, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We came home with, I think, 29 plaques from State of FFA Convention. So that was a really great achievement. We had multiple state-winning teams. I was actually on one of those teams, so that was a great honor.
So what teams were you on specifically at the convention?
That won or just that went to convention?
That went to convention and won, yeah.
Well, that won, we had Parliamentary Procedure, our soils team, and agriculture communications,
okay,
and best informed green hand.
Wow. That's hard to keep it all straight.
Yes, it is.
What do you guys do during the year besides state convention? What are some of the highlights you guys do as an FFA?
Some of the highlights that our chapter does as FFA, we do a lot with our alumni. So we have an alumni auction during our Wright County Fair. During the school year, we clean the ditch for our community, and then we have a big appreciation dinner also for our alumni during National FFA Week, where we get a lot of our alumni and community members to come in and have lunch with us.
So, Elizabeth, is this all working towards a career in agriculture? I know you're a junior. You still got some time to figure things out, but any idea what your future may hold?
Well, actually, I have to correct that. I am a senior.
Okay.
And I am going to college to major in dairy production. So joining FFA has really helped me guide my path a little bit, so to speak, of where I want to go and what I want to do. So I will definitely stay in agriculture for the long run.
Elizabeth Krinke joining us here on Chasm Radio from the Howard Lake Waverly Winsted chapter as we check in with another member, Kylie Scherer, joining us. Kylie, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Well, good. Well, Elizabeth gave us a background on herself. How about yourself? A background on you and your family, and how did you ever get involved in the FFA over there at Howard Lake Waverly Winsted?
Yeah, so like you said, my name is Kylie Sherrod. I grew up in town, actually, so that's a unique FFA member for you. Being in FFA, it has really opened my eyes to a lot of different things in agriculture and everything. My grandfather has a hobby bee farm and my uncle has a dairy farm, so that's where I really gained most of my agricultural knowledge. But when I joined FFA in high school, I really had the opportunity to learn more about agriculture and really develop some passions. And so something that I've done throughout these past 4 years in FFA is actually my supervised agricultural experience is having a community-supported agriculture program at our school, and we actually deliver CSA baskets to over 30 different community members, so that's part of the agriculture that I've been involved with. And so, like I said before, FFA has just really developed me into the person I am today and created different passions for myself, and if it wasn't for my advisors, I probably wouldn't be where I am today.
Well, Kylie, I feel that a lot of people don't understand that connection you have with your local community. That's pretty strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah. State convention-wise, what kept you busy at state convention this year?
So at state convention, I actually had the opportunity to compete in two different contests. I competed in employment skills as well as agricultural communications. And in employment skills there, I just had a few different interviews, and they went over a resume that I had made, and I just it was really just a contest that developed my speaking skills as well as my interview skills. And then in agricultural communications, I had the opportunity to develop a event, and then we planned it out, wrote like a 22-page paper, and then we presented about it. And that team I was on, we actually won the state contest.
How would you, if you had to summarize, how would you describe your change from before joining the FFA to today? Have you evolved a great deal? I assume so.
Yes. So back in middle school, I was actually a shy little girl. I was never really in the popular crowd. And actually being in FFA has given me a lot of opportunities to make new friends and everything. So currently this year, I'm serving as our president. So that has allowed me to really gain new friendships with a lot of people and develop relationships among all of our members. And we actually have 160 members this year, very high record for Howard Lake Waverly Winsted. So I've had the opportunity to really meet with a lot of people and develop my leadership skills.
So your career, what's in store for you? Is agriculture going to be in a loop too, or?
Yes. So next year I will actually be going to Iowa State University to major in agricultural education and either major or minor in agricultural business.
You want to come back to Central Minnesota, or where you want to go?
I'd like to stay in Minnesota after I'm done with college. I just think Minnesota is a great place to actually teach about agriculture. So.
Well, we don't want to lose you to Iowa, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Kylie Sherrod joining us here on Chasm Radio. Kylie, I appreciate your time. Thanks for giving us a call and letting us know how your state convention experience was. And best of luck in the future, okay?
Yep, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Kylie Sherrod joining us here on Chasm Radio, along with Elizabeth Krenke, as we find out what's going on at the Howard Lake Waverly Winsted FFA chapter and recapping the state convention here on Chasm Radio. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.